Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. This week, we in the United States of America are celebrating a day that is dedicated to giving thanks for the blessings in our lives. This unified endeavor gives us the opportunity to express gratitude, both individually and collectively, in ways that empower the divine momentum of gratitude for all life on Earth. Through the consciousness of gratitude, we can increase the light in every corner of the globe. As you listen to this program today, know that you are joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven in to this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. I will be sharing life-transforming information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth during these radio programs, but I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought, and then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information that we're going to be exploring today is being given to humanity at this time to give us encouragement and to uplift us. The divine intent of all of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but challenging times on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As we begin this special time together today, celebrating the joys of Thanksgiving, please join me in one pointed consciousness for our opening meditation. I will state this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience it personally. Focus now with the full power of your attention. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I instantly become relaxed and I am filled with peace. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I go within and place my attention on the divinity that is pulsating within my heart. Through all levels of consciousness, I know that gratitude is an expression of light that lifts my heart and opens the floodgates of heaven to assist me in my earthly sojourn. Gratitude transforms my life experiences into frequencies of harmony and balance. Divine gratitude is now flowing through my heart flame in response to the gift of light that is flowing into the planet from my Father, Mother, God. Gratitude fills my very soul for this gift from my godparents, and I begin to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. A vision of the new earth appears before me, and I understand more consciously than ever before the monumental moment that is unfolding on this blessed planet. This is a wondrous time. Great changes are taking place throughout the entire planet. This earth is becoming a haven of exquisite beauty and harmony. Her majestic mountains, her daisy-splattered meadows, billowing clouds, the golden desert sands, the blue sky waters, and the beginning of the new exquisite beauty that is manifesting here is becoming tangibly available to all humanity. I experience birds singing, animals and children playing. Men and women are living, loving, and working together in joyous love and acceptance. In my mind's eye, I experience the sun shining and the gentle rain kissing the ground with sweet blessings. It is a time of transformation, for under this planet is dawning the age of great wisdom, illumination, and enlightenment. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are seeing that all nations of the earth, from east, west, north, and south, are developing emissaries of light. These precious embodied light workers from all nations, races, religions, and creeds are joining together to contemplate, to study, research, learn, and explore the viable solutions that will improve the quality of life for every malady that is existing on this planet. A new earth does not just happen. It begins within the heart and mind of each person. Our beloved godparents observe the awakening that is taking place on earth. They witness the peacemakers embracing the combatants of the warring nations in an invincible force field of pure divine love and eternal peace. This force field of divine love and eternal peace is softening the hearts of the combatants. A new level of reverence for life is beginning to awaken within the deepest recesses of their heart flames. New positive ways of solving their differences begin to flow into their conscious minds. They realize that divine reason and practical negotiations are far more effective than weapons and arms of destruction. The leaders of nations begin seeing and understanding and begin talking to each other. They join hearts, minds, souls, and strengths for the benefit of all humanity. Now the visionaries, the souls who are the architects of the earth's transfiguration, are actively working toward the highest good for all concerned. They are holding the immaculate concept for this planet, the divine blueprint of her infinite potential. They do not see the limiting illusions of humanity's miscreations. They peer beyond the veils and mists of doubt and uncertainty, and they pierce the walls of time. Our Father, Mother, God observe the awakening that is taking place on earth, and they rejoice in the truth that humanity is beginning to remember our oneness with all life evolving on this sweet earth. Through humanity's unified efforts, the human miscreations of hunger, disease, ignorance, war, and suffering are being eliminated. Each person is co-creating a rich, fulfilling life. Greed, corruption, and the wealth and power of the few is no longer a viable option. A new level of understanding is awakening the profound truth within every soul that the infinite abundance of God is humanity's divine birthright. A consciousness of right thinking, feeling, speaking, and acting among all people is now beginning to filter into each person's mind and heart. This is assuring the fulfillment of the divine plan for planet Earth and all of her inhabitants. The flame of divinity that blazes within every precious soul is beginning now to expand in size and brilliance. People are living in harmony and peace with each other and their planetary home. They are revering all life, and they are honoring the resources of Earth. Now, the majestic angel of restoration descends into the atmosphere of Earth. With the assistance of this magnificent being of light, the emissaries of light from all over the world are traveling to every land, touching every nation, blessing all people by spreading the word of the dawning age of illumination and enlightenment. And the birth of the new earth is becoming a tangible reality. The fragrances of the flame of truth blossom wherever their footsteps fall. A clarion call is sounding, and a mighty trumpet is reverberating throughout the universe, calling all of the great beings of the cosmos to come now and see the miracle that is taking place on Earth. These great ones behold humanity experiencing an awakening into God awareness. This new level of divine consciousness is reflecting in their lives and on their planetary home. The great ones see also the increased glory of the mighty ascension flame blazing brilliantly in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy on Earth. The human race is now serving all life joyously, and their every thought, word, action, and feeling is co-creating and manifesting the immaculate concept of the new earth. Rejoicing is tremendous, and the heavens are ringing with the songs of angels and humanity. The earth is donning her seamless garment of light, and she is reclaiming her rightful place in the universe. She is now a planet of infinite light. Our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, welcome us into our new orbit of perfection. And they respond to the children of Earth. How magnificent you are, beloved sons and daughters. Welcome home. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow this vision of the new Earth and the full momentum of divine gratitude for this physical manifestation to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Day by day, more and more people are awakening, and as they awaken, they begin to remember who they are and why they are here. This realization inspires people to lift up their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God a portal of entrance into the physical plane of Earth. For this reason, daily and hourly, the light of God is increasing on this planet. When everyone's consciousness is raised up and the light of God increases in their life, people begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has a wonderful effect of allowing people to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. They then know that we are truly all one, and there is no separation. There is no such thing as us and them. When that reality begins to resonate in the deepest recesses of one's heart, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept. The concept of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, or any other reflection of our belief in separation becomes impossible to tolerate. Sometimes the reflex response for the newly awakened person is to take a stand against those negative situations and behavior patterns. This sometimes causes the person to polarize him or herself against the people who are involved in those behavior patterns. Anytime we polarize ourselves against a person or a group of people, we motivate them to fight back. Unfortunately, this merely just widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. We often attempt to solve that problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people we are polarized against into seeing things our ways and proving that they are wrong. We share all of our newly acquired insight and try to convince them that their way of thinking and feeling is flawed. They, in turn, argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by illusions and unrealistic idealism. These arguments are futile and only exacerbate our polarization with each other. There is an expression that people do not know what they do not know. When a person begins to awaken, our consciousness is raised up and our perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with a greater level of clarity and awareness. This shift of consciousness allows one to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This creates a knowing within the awakened person's heart center that is indisputable. When an unawakened person is trying to discredit that inner knowing in an awakened person, it is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there is no such thing as color or music. The difference in that situation is that a sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. Therefore, the sighted hearing person would have compassion for the deaf and blind person and would respond to them with patience and understanding. Unfortunately, we cannot easily tell if someone is awakened or not. So we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which only polarizes us further. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere, and it is a time that was referred to in the Bible when all that is hidden must now be revealed. It is a time when humanity is being purged and the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. This is a very necessary part of our transformation and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension onto the next spiral of evolution. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, atrocities of war, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and our belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, but they have not been brought to the attention of the masses as profusely as they are at this very time. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. They're polarized over the war, over the economy, taxes, health and health insurance, over the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management and labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of truth that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever known. The earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of limitless physical perfection. In order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process, and for the heaven on earth that we are expecting to become manifest in this tangible reality, we must heal the polarization. Then peace and abundance will be the order of the new day on planet Earth. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to awakened lightworkers to heal this polarization. This means that you and me and every other awakened soul on Earth must now take action and begin adding to the light of the world in new and unprecedented ways. This is our purpose and reason for being an embodiment at this time. And we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. What affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up with me. So instead of polarizing against everything that we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and focus it on the vision of heaven on earth. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect reverence or the oneness of life, we can invoke the light of God into that situation and ask that that energy in that situation be transmuted and bring forth the violet flame to transmute the negativity associated with that situation, transforming it through the law of forgiveness. Then we can envision what we want to create in its place. Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we can envision the people who hold public office responding to the directives of their I Am presence, and we can visualize them constantly striving for the highest good of all humanity. When greed, selfishness, and gross imbalances in the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we can envision the I Am presence of the people involved taking command of their hearts and minds. And we can envision them responding with generosity and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves. Whatever we empower with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we bring into form. We need to create the vision of what we want on Earth, life on Earth to be like. And then we need to set about creating that new reality. In addition to empowering our vision of the new Earth with our every thought, word, action, and feeling, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Since all life is interconnected, when we lift into the higher levels of consciousness or transmute an aspect of our human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, we have the ability to lift and transmute the collective consciousness and energies of all humanity as well. As we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we can ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift up their consciousness and to transmute their behavior patterns simultaneously that no longer serve the highest good for them. The universal law is simply, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through at this moment, the Company of Heaven is asking awakened lightworkers around the world to utilize the collective cup of humanity's consciousness this Thanksgiving Day and the days thereafter to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love that will perpetually envelop the Earth and all life evolving upon her. This will greatly assist in shifting the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing the oneness of all life as the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls. They will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion and experience the light of their own I Am presence. As they awaken, they will live the truth of their oneness with all life. Go within and ask the presence of God that is pulsating in your heart to reveal to you your part in this divine plan. If you feel the heart call to participate, please join with fellow lightworkers from around the world. Weave your radiant light into the chalice of this divine mission and offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your brothers and sisters in the family of humanity. Prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve your highest good as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth, let's join together and co-create a unified force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field will be far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any other of the humanly generated force fields of energy that are perpetuating the serious problems that are facing us on this planet. Light is infinitely more powerful than darkness. It is a universal law that if the inner conditions or forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love, the outer conditions of the world will proceed to reflect the divine plan for the earth. The divine plan for the earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection if not interfered with through lower human free will. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great forces of cause, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects in our lives rather than focusing on the cause, which will truly change the situation from within. To ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the earth. Together we will co-create a force field of divine love. Centered within unity consciousness, our collective spiritual ability will empower each of us to accomplish this facet of the divine plan as we serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Once again, I will state this invocation and this visualization in the first person. Please join with me now by going into the divinity of your heart and focus on this visualization with the full power of your attention. My Father, Mother, God, are now expanding the flame of transfiguring divine love that is blazing in every heart flame. This is creating a tremendous magnetic heart of transfiguring divine love that is now enveloping the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart encapsulating the entire planet Earth and all her life is magnetically attracting the energy, vibration, and consciousness from every ascended level of being in the universe into my planetary cause of manifesting the perfection of oneness and reverence for all life through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth. My Father, Mother, God, are now sending forth a clarion call, asking 12 magnificent solar archangels of pure divine love to come forth from the great, great silence to assist with this activity of light. These magnificent solar archangels descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the great, great silence. And they take their strategic position around this planet as they stand equal distance around the equator. They are willingly preparing now to assist us with this activity of light. The solar archangels we now envision stationed equal distance around the Earth's equator begin breathing in the unified force of transfiguring divine love into their heart flames from the very heart of God. As they absorb the flame of transfiguring divine love into their heart flames, they begin breathing it out now into the center of the earth. As this divine light merges with the divinity in the heart of beloved Mother Earth, it begins to expand and expand and expand. The flame of transfiguring divine love begins conducting a symphony of love that is ensouling and interpenetrating our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The love from the 12 solar archangels is flowing through the fifth dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every soul becomes now a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other soul. Inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of transfiguring divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of transfiguring divine love. Through every I Am presence, each person is seeing the scintillating colors of love. They are smelling the fragrance of love and hearing the cosmic tones and the moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into the present conditions that are manifesting on Earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and our I Am presence, we are the cause of this magnetic force field of love, anchored now on Earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love, over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut. We are exploring and rediscovering the great family of God, in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love is attracting to each of us personally and collectively as we live within it. We are being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love we were always destined to be. We must know ourselves as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels now expand their light to embrace every human being in a cosmic force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field surrounds each of us and is anchored directly and permanently within the divinity of our hearts. Every I Am presence accepts this gift from our Father, Mother, God, and affirms with deep feeling, I am a planetary force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love that is now enveloping the earth is transforming the primal light substance of my four earthly bodies and all of the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of the entire planet Earth. I am now changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life, and through the holy breath, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning. I am in-breathing and absorbing the healing power of transfiguring divine love into humanity's global consciousness. I am expanding and projecting the healing power of transfiguring divine love into humanity's global consciousness. I am in-breathing and absorbing the healing power of transfiguring divine love into humanity's global consciousness. I am expanding and projecting the healing power of transfiguring divine love into humanity's global consciousness. I am inbreathing and absorbing the healing power of transfiguring divine love into humanity's global consciousness. I am expanding and projecting the healing power of transfiguring divine love into humanity's global consciousness. I accept that this force field of pure transfiguring divine love is manifesting now and forever through God's holy grace. It is done, and so it is, beloved I am. I now feel this force field of divine love securely anchored within my heart flame as I breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I allow this vision and the full momentum of divine gratitude to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of all humanity through the divine intervention of their I Am presence. As the influx of divine love from our Mother God, the divine feminine aspect, the love nature, the Holy Spirit, is balanced in every person's heart flame, we are beginning to experience the long-foretold shift of consciousness, which is catapulting us out of the quagmire of pain and suffering that we have been experiencing for eons of time. This shift of consciousness is allowing the divine truth of the oneness of all life to awaken in every person's heart and mind. The significance of this event cannot be overstated. When every person remembers that we are all one and that all life is interrelated, interdependent, and interconnected, war, greed, selfishness, hatred, violence, intolerance, the abuse of power, or any other behavior that reflects the lack of reverence for all life will be recognized and understood to be absurd and totally self-destructive. At the moment, much of humanity is polarized and filled with fear. The negativity that is surfacing to be healed and transmuted into light seems to be exacerbating the problem. When we are filled with fear, we cling to distorted beliefs and obsolete behavior patterns, even if they no longer serve our highest good. In an odd way, the old patterns feel safer, simply because they are familiar. In this fear-based consciousness, rational, logical reasoning goes out the window. Negotiating becomes an act of futility, and compromise seems beyond our grasp. Only an awakening within the divinity of our hearts can break this oppressive deadlock. Only the epiphany of our inner knowing can shatter the illusion of our separation and the bonds of fear that are keeping humanity trapped in our dysfunctional behavior patterns. Through the divine grace of our Mother God, the love nature of the Holy Spirit, help is now available to humanity in ways that we have never experienced since the fall of humanity eons ago. Our Mother God is returning in full divine momentum, and the beings of light who are assisting her are flooding the mental and emotional strata of Earth with divine guidance and enlightening information. This information is specifically designed to awaken within every evolving soul the pre-encoded memories that reveal the truth of the divine feminine and the oneness of all life. Once these codes are activated within every person's RNA and DNA structures, our I Am presence will have greater access to both our hearts and our minds. the divine intervention for our I Am presence is the only permanent solution to the maladies that are being perpetuated on Earth at this time by humanity's fallen human egos. With the return of our Mother God and the marriage of our Father God, the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine, victoriously accomplished within every heart flame, humanity must now realign with the truth and the inner knowing of what the love of our Mother God really is in relation to our very existence. The following information has been given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth for our contemplation and to assist us with that remembrance. So much has been written about love that it has almost become a platitude. But the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God is the mightiest force in the universe. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of our Father, Mother, God. And it is the vibration through which we must evolve and ascend back into the heart of God. The love of our Mother God has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of the Mother God's love, the Holy Spirit, there is no pain or sorrow. No lack or limitation. Her love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Our Mother God's love heals the illusion of separation. It rejuvenates, revitalizes and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Her love is the foundation of creation and the balance of the One. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Mother God, we know beyond all levels of doubt and fear that we are all one. Whether we are a person or a magnificent sun or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of our Father Mother God by the all-encompassing light of our Mother God's love. Knowing that truth and holding it to resonate within the depths of our heart, let's join together now on this day as we expand the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God in a prayer of gratitude to our Father Mother God as we prepare for the incredible influx of light that will take place on Thanksgiving. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart we came into being. And into your loving heart one day, when our service here on earth is through, we shall return. We thank you for the privilege of having life and of having a physical embodiment during this sacred time on earth, when the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and enlightenment is being established on earth. We thank you for the gifts of transmutation through the power of the violet transmuting flame, so that all that is not of the light, which I myself or others have miscreated, consciously or unconsciously, shall be purified and returned to its divine potential. We thank you for sustaining through the legions of the ascension flame the open door through which this sweet earth and all life evolving upon her shall return home. To this end, we now individually and collectively offer our energies and our individual life streams as a holy grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill the immaculate concept of the divine plan for this blessed planet. Assist us, beloved Father, Mother, God, to harmonize our outer selves, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Through the grace of transfiguring divine love, invest us with the power to magnetize and radiate the presence of divinity with every thought, word, action, and feeling we express from this moment forth. We accept this invocation manifesting now, even as we call. And so it is, beloved I am. O beloved I am presence, expand, expand, and expand within me now the feelings of loving gratitude. Allow this precious gift from God to be my perpetual state of consciousness throughout my earthly sojourn. Let the feeling of loving gratitude be the very basis of my being, daily and hourly, as I progress through my earthly experiences. I am grateful for the opportunity to anchor the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form, and I volunteer to do so with my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, daily and hourly, as I progress through my earthly experiences. I am grateful for my gift of life and for my ability to add to the light of the world. I am grateful that I am an open door that no one can shut. I am grateful for the gift of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, which are manifesting in my life now. I am grateful that I am willing and able to be an instrument of God. I am grateful for this sweet earth and all life evolving upon her. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become very aware of my physical body. As I breathe in deeply, exhaling, feeling the momentum of these sacred gifts from our Father, Mother, God, securely anchored in my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. Beloved ones, if you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. So go to our website, explore the articles, the information. We have books and tapes and CDs that will also help you in staying focused on the patterns of perfection for the new earth as you pay attention to the infinite ability that you have to make a powerful difference. Thank you for tuning in with us today, and be sure and tune in with us again next week. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.